In the West, wrote Joseph Campbell, you have the liberty and the obligation of finding out what your destiny is. You can discover it for yourself, but do you? Of course, it doesn't hurt to be blessed with the accident of money and a certain amount of support and a margin of free time. But let me say this, people without money very often have the courage to risk a life of their own, and they can do it. Money doesn't count. It's not that important in our culture. It really isn't. I've taught students of all financial strata, and the most fortunate are not always the very wealthy ones. In fact, they're very often the least fortunate because there's nothing to drive them. A very common experience is a student who has all kinds of possibilities and talents and essentially limitless money and becomes nothing more than a dilettante. The student is not forced to follow one path to make a decision, I'm going to do this. As soon as what they are doing gets difficult, as soon as it begins to get to the crunch, he or she moves over into another pursuit and another. They just splash their lives all over. Very often a youngster without the margin to do that makes the intelligent, courageous decision and follows it through. That's from Joseph Campbell in Pathways to Bliss, one of the more important books in my life. I just wanted to share it.